They're here.
What? Bad remakes.
Oh, Richard, no.
Oh, well, it's fine. I didn't pay for it. I paid for Mad Max and I walked into this movie.
Well, you're so bad.
What? Mad Max needs my support. This one does. It's an unnecessary remake. It's stupid.
Now, which one did you see first?
Tomorrowland.
And then how long do you have to wait?
Not long. That's really? Why I did it, because Tomorrowland was like a 10:50?
Yeah.
Or 10:30. No, Tomorrowland was 10:30, and then Poltergeist was 1:10.
Oh, so not
it was
at all,
like, yeah, there was like a 10-minute lull in between, so I went to take a giant pee-pee and then get the shit of Tomorrowland on my ass, and then
that was to watch Poltergeist. Disappointing. Yeah, we already reviewed that one. If you find it, that one will be up, whatever.
But Poltergeist, unnecessary remake. If it was called anything but Poltergeist, it would have been enjoyable. But
now, when you say enjoyable, like, do you mean good, or do you mean, like...
Enjoyable. Like, not good. It was far from a classic, because it's not scary at all. There is, like, the scare... It's not scary at all.
Now,
it's really badly not scary.
Is it scarier or less scary than Sinister?
Less scary.
I didn't think that was scary either.
At least Sinister has that moment where he, like, jumps out and Bagul, like, turns his head or something. This movie, no. The scariest part was when a squirrel jumps out. And it reminds you, and then you laugh because it's Christmas Vacation. Because Sam Rockwell goes up and he's about to fuck his wife and the kid screams because all these clown dolls fall from this hidden room in the attic.
Oh, no.
Which is like, all the clown stuff is in, like, the first half hour of the movie. And then it's done in 5 minutes and it never comes back because he breaks his face. But Sam Rockwell goes and he goes, oh, there's a bunch of old antique dolls. And then something moves. He goes, what's that? And then a squirrel jumps out of nowhere and goes, what? It's the funniest shit in the whole movie. And it's the scariest because it just jumps out of nowhere. It's a fucking squirrel. It's so stupid. It's just like, oh my God. Like, the whole movie sucks. And it sucks because it's a remake of Poltergeist.
Right.
It's just an unnecessary remake. There's no point. You take a masterpiece directed by Steven Spielberg. And
Toby Hooper.
Toby Hooper directed this one. Basically, that's what happened. But it's stupid because, like, Sam Rockwell's great. I'll do the positives.
Yeah.
The acting all around is fine. Like, everybody
Jared Harris, I liked.
Everybody's good. Yeah. Everybody, right. like, brings enough to it. But the problem is they got nothing to do. They got nothing to do at all.
Yeah.
And there's a whole scene where Sam Rockwell buys, like, he doesn't have a job. They buy a house that's lower rent because they go into shitty
neighborhoods. In the suburbs.
In the suburbs.
It's still awful, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
And, actually, there's a good callback at the end because they move in and they say there's a tree, a creepy-ass tree next to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere near as creepy as the original Poltergeist and way less fake-looking because the original Poltergeist tree is so fucking fake, but... This one is like a real tree, but then it gets CG and looks like shit. Because it turns into like a tree hand.
Okay, yeah.
And the whole thing with the movie is the little boy is the focus. It's not a little girl.
Is that better or worse?
If it wasn't Poltergeist, it'd be fine. But because it's a Poltergeist remake, it sucks. It's stupid. It's just... Because it's like... It's unnecessary. If this movie would have been called Little Girl Lost, based on the Twilight Zone episode, it would have been fine. But it's not scary. Okay. Yeah. So it would be like, well, I wish it was more scary. That would be the only issue. Was it was a fine movie, but it just needed to be scarier.
And it wasn't scary
it's
at all.
It's not scary at all.
So I wouldn't be scared.
Oh, God, no. It's so tame. It's so tame. It is so just nothing happens horror-wise. It's not scary at all. There's a couple loud thumps, but barely. They don't even do a lot of jump. Like, there's not much. But what happens, and it's so short. That's the other problem. It's 93 minutes. 5 minutes of credits, so do the math. Like, that's the movie.
Wow.
It's that
fast. That's it?
And it moves that fast. It's like they move in, within 10 minutes, shit happens, within 15 minutes, the little girl's gone. It's just like, what? Within 25 minutes, they bring in the paranormal investigators.
Wow.
Within half an hour, within like 45 minutes, Jared Harris is there. And he's already been established as having a reality show.
Wow.
Which is stupid.
Why does he have a reality show?
Because it's hashtag this house is clean. That's his catchphrase.
Oh, gosh.
It's stupid. It's really stupid.
So it's like the Bill Murray from Ghostbusters.
Pretty much.
Or whatever.
Yeah. World of the Psychic. Hairless Pets. Weird. But not that funny. It's just boring. It's just like, even like, oh, they and everybody has a big screen TV in their room, by the way. Like, the teenage daughter has a giant screen TV watching the Jared Harris show. And then, like, Yeah, everybody has a TV. And the problem, like, go back to the son, he's afraid of everything. So he's like borderline autistic. He's got like anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. They talk about it briefly because this movie's like 80 minutes long. So within 4 minutes, he's done with that storyline. Because he fucking gets grabbed by the goddamn monster tree. Like in the first 20 minutes, because they still care Lamb. And he has this whole thing where he goes, I wasn't there to help her. She wanted me to stay and I didn't stay. That's because you were grabbed by a fucking tree arm. The tree comes down the hall and grabs him and pulls him out of the house. So it's like, no, that's not why. You shouldn't feel guilty. It wasn't your fault. It was a CGI tree hand. Like, throws, and then that's the funniest shit, is like the tree's bouncing this kid up and down in the tree as Sam Rockwell and the wife get back from a dinner where they find out that the whole place is built on an Indian burial ground. Which, again, this all happens within the first 20 minutes of the movie.
They don't find out, they find out that quickly?
They find out that quickly.
Why don't they move?
Because this movie sucks. It sucks. It's garbage.
Now, why... Because
the remake.
Why do the poltergeists attack that family?
Here's the thing.
Is there a reason?
Not really. The thing is, Jared Harris comes in. And again, because I'll go back to the kid real fast. He's afraid of everything, right?
Yeah.
He's fucking held by a tree. And he's fine. After that, no problem ever again. He's not scared of anything, really. Because he's the one that goes into the other world to get his sister out.
It's him.
It's him that does it this time. Not the mother, not the father.
That's
weird. He does it.
I don't like
that.
Because
he feels guilty. It works. I thought it was fine. Again, for a movie that's not a Poltergeist remake, it's fine. But for a Poltergeist remake, it's stupid. And what sucks about this one is the only reason they get Carol Ann is because Jared Harris says she's got the gift. She can talk to spirits or something like that. Yeah. Really?
Is he Scottish?
We just thought, kind of. We just thought she was autistic or some shit. And they go, no, she's got a gift. She's special, like me. And I talk, because he can talk to ghosts or whatever.
So then why do they get her?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because they don't really explain it. It's not really, you know what? They don't really explain it. It's because, it's the whole light thing.
Yeah.
But she can't go into the light. But the difference was, in the first Poltergeist, the devil is the villain. Remember that the beast is the villain?
Yeah.
In this one, there's no single villain. It's just they're all dead people wanting her to take them, and that's it. So it's just a bunch of dead people trying to grab them. That's all it is at the end, which sucks. It's just like, oh, they're just a bunch of dead people. Like, oh, that's not scary. It's just boring. They look like, it was like bad cutscenes from a PlayStation 3 game.
Like, well, the original was pretty cool, because that was like the monster.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the first movie spends 45 minutes establishing the family dynamic, and then it goes into a horror movie. This movie, 5 minutes with the family, the rest of it's a horror movie, and it's not even scary. And the guy who's with the paranormal team is like the biggest dick in the world for like 3 minutes of the movie, because we have to have him be the dickhead who gets his comeuppance with his visions, horror visions or whatever, which are like lame, which were terrible. It's just like he's drilling a hole to put the heat monitor in there,
the faucet,
and like the wall sucks it in, and then like it takes the drill, and he loses the drill, and then like they grab his arm, the drill is like going toward his face. It's just like, okay, this is boring. They're ghosts. They could make him see whatever he wants, but they're doing a drill joke gag. Like, this isn't like slasher movies. Like, well, no. And then it ends up being nothing, because then he lets go and everything's fine. He's like, whoa. It was just like, fuck you, movie. It's not very good. It's just, Sam Rockwell's good. That's about it. He's funny. He brings a lot of strength to the movie, like depth to the movie, but it's just like, it's not enough.
How's the direction? Is it any... Just whatever? Paint by numbers?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the one thing, remember everything in the trailer that you've seen is all the scary stuff in the movie. That's all of it. They don't save anything for anybody anymore. It's like you can't go into a movie and be surprised.
That's from the drill bit in the trailer.
Yeah, well, everything in all the trailers, that's all the horror stuff. It's just like, oh, it's all right.
Yeah.
But the best part is, like, the daughter, like, nobody, the tensions aren't there. It's like there is nothing's at stake, because like the older daughter's there all the time.
Yeah.
And she's like on her phone and all, like she's always on her phone, or she's like, oh my God, it's that guy from that show. I love you. Say the line. Stay in the line. My sister's still in a vortex on the other side of hell, but, you know, I'm not worried about it. Stay in the line. It's like, oh.
That seems oddly inappropriate.
Well, it is. It's just like, eh. Again, there's no heart to it. It's just like, they got the girl's in the house. They got to find her. They got to get her out.
And so it's more just like the movie has to get her out, not the people.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That's
it's
all it
like
is.
They're not interested.
No. And then just the worst thing about the Poltergeist movie is that it killed the It movie.
Explain this.
Because Warner Brothers saw that Poltergeist failed at the box office this weekend. Not because it's not a good movie and a stupid remake, which should teach them the lesson, we should stop doing remakes. They took it as, the billboards had clowns on them, so people don't like clowns anymore. Our movie has a clown. We can't put money into that. We don't want to do that. We have a clown villain. We can't do it. And it's just like, what the fuck are you talking? It's It. Like, there's more to it than a fucking clown. But no, they tell the director, who's a genius, yeah, we're just not going to go. You want to make a good movie, and we don't want to spend money to make a good movie. So
we
want to
make two of them, right?
Well, yeah. We want to make two good movies. Yeah. But no, we don't want to do that. So it's not happening. It's dead. It's dead. They're not going to do it. It's not happening. So it's all done.
Now, to keep with this It track, what do you think of the casting for the Pennywise?
It was fine. I was
interested. I mean, I've never read the books, but what do you think of...
Well, I don't know. I've never seen him do anything. I mean, I haven't seen his other work, so I have no idea.
Okay.
I was curious, but now we'll never know. It'll never happen.
Right, yeah. It's just okay.
Never happen. Much like this movie. What's bad about this movie is the ending, it just the house blows up. Like, that's all it does. There's like a
so no, like, none of the things pop out of the ground? Or
well, kind of. Like, some bodies come out. No caskets, just bodies. And they're in mud, and that's it. But it's nothing like the original. And
well, the original was so much fun where they just kept popping
out
all over the place. Well, and then, like,
because Steven fucking Spielberg directed a horror movie. This is directed by a studio hack. Who's remaking a movie? It's just,
I do like Gil Kean's first thing, or whatever his
what
name.
What did he do?
He did Monster House, the cartoon.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, that's
which
right.
I liked.
Yeah, it's whatever.
But I will say, it's been a long time,
yeah.
And he's never done and I haven't seen him do a live-action feature, so
yeah,
totally different
material. He hasn't done
material.
Much.
Yeah.
This is a long stretch in between.
Yeah, I'll admit that, yeah, for sure.
But trying to think. The house blows up. It's nothing like, it's like, okay, how do you top the imploding house? They don't even try. They just blow it up. There's a beam of light that goes through the house and everything blows up and the house is a mess and that's it.
Is it all CG?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like, ugh, God, whatever. It's so tired. And then, but the funniest part was at the end, they go house hunting again and they come to this nice little old house and the realtor goes, oh, that tree's been there since before the house. And then they don't even see the rest. They all leave. Because it's the same tree from the other house.
Oh,
so
was
it's the same
it?
Idea.
Same one?
Yeah, it's the same idea. So I was like, well, that's kind of funny. But at the same time, I was like, well, too little, too late. This movie sucks. It's like, nothing works. It's boring. It's just like, I've seen all this before.
Well, they're setting up for a sequel. Because then a family
it's
will move into that house.
No sequel to this movie. Sorry. Not happening.
No, does Jared Harris go with them on the field trip for the house?
No, he gets blown up. But then they have a nice goofy, because he ends up, he was married to Jane Addams, who's the parapsychologist girl that they bring into the house.
Okay.
So there's a subplot there. And there's a tag at the end of the movie in the credits where it's him. He's back. He's alive. Do you think he dies? But he comes back. And then he's doing his show. And then she comes in and she screws up the line. She goes, oh, wait, was I supposed to come out on that line or your line? He goes, That I just forget, do it again. She goes, oh, what? It's like an awkward, like, oh, funny, I screwed up the show, that's why we're not married anymore. It's just like, what's the point of that? It's just like, you weren't interesting to begin with, so this means nothing. This is like, these character traits of, like, the goofy stuff is like, okay, not earned, because I don't know what your relationship was before this.
So it's like, so short.
Well, yeah, and it's just like, give me a break.
It sounds short, though. 87 minutes.
Oh, it's horrible. It's so short. And I had, like, there's like eight people in the theater.
Wow.
110 on a Saturday. So it was like, yeah, no one's seen this movie.
Did anyone jump or get scared at all?
Nope. I think there's mostly like 8-year-olds in there.
Really?
There was. I mean, it was just not scary at all. I was just like watching them. I was just like kind of yawning the whole time. I was just like, yeah.
All right.
The clown. Oh, there's the clown again. It's going to jump. Oh, it jumped. It came at him. But he broke its face with his foot. It's dead.
Oh, ouch.
And then he gets captured.
Well, that's a mistake.
Pulled up by the tree. CGI hand tree gets him, and then he's fine. Never scared again.
Well, good for him.
He apparently got through his issues.
In that one moment.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Within 10 minutes of the movie, he's fine.
Well, that's all it takes.
A history of anxiety washed away by a ghost tree monster thing.
Wouldn't that make you more anxiety?
You'd think so, but no, he seems
fine. I would be.
He's completely fine. He's fine. He's got no issues after that at all. Oh, they do have a drone bit, which was stupid, because Sam Rockwell buys them a bunch of gifts at the beginning, because one credit card is still good, so he goes and buys them stuff.
Whatever.
Just to be like, lame. Oh, you know, but it's a drone, so they use the drone to go into the other side, so the drone's point of view to find Carol Ann or Madison, whatever the fuck her name is, like the same name.
I like so that. Stupid. It's hokey.
Well, I was the goofiest part was when I forgot that was even in the movie because it was a throwaway line. Oh, I got you this. This is it has a camera. It's a drone. I was like, oh wait, oh. And then like 20 minutes later, the kid, after being destroyed emotionally, mentally by a fucking ghost tree that hung him upside down and dragged like a rag doll through the house, he's fine playing with his drone in the yard, and the drone lands when Jared Harris gets there.
Wow.
Like, that's Jared Harris's introduction as the drone comes down and sees his foot and comes into the house. Stupid.
Wow. And the tree's still there? In the yard?
Yeah, the tree's still there.
And he's playing in the yard with the...
Well, he's playing in the backyard where all the power lines are. He's like, there's like a big open space of just grass and power lines. And he's in that area playing, like in the backyard. There's no backyard. It's all like open space. Hmm. So it sucks.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's not worth seeing.
Because wouldn't the tree scare you still if you're outside?
You'd think so, but no, he's fine. Like I said, no issue. Never again.
I'd be scared of the tree.
I would think you wouldn't want to go outside anymore or be in the house at all.
I wouldn't
but
think so. Yeah.
Nope. They're
yeah,
still in the house. They're yeah, still all there. And that's fine.
Oh.
Everything's hunky-dory. And, you know, whatever.
So you would recommend this?
No.
Is it a rental?
Not even. Just wait till it's free on TNT because they won't edit anything out. It's all it's PG basically. It's just, there's nothing.
Was it rated R? Or what was it rated?
I think PG-13.
Oh, okay.
I think.
All right.
It could have been rated R. Mm. There's no way. It could. I mean, it's bare. It's G. Like nothing. There's no fucks. There's no titty. There's no violence.
PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
with that awful clown.
It's the clown is in it for 2 seconds.
Oh, this guy also did City of Ember. Ouch.
Yeah.
Never mind. Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's going to be going to the City of Unemployment.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, the writer did Oz, Great and Powerful. Thumbs down.
Wow, yeah, he sucks.
Inkheart, didn't hear anything good about that. Robots, yikes.
Ooh.
Yikes.
God, horrible.
Track record.
Resume.
Yeah. So, on that note, do you want to go to the bar?
Yeah. Drink to the memory of Greg T. Nelson.